is like opening up like a flower. So what I see is I have childhood memories of my grandfather with the sprinkler. That was his thing, doing the grass and the sprinkler. So the sprinkler, it would kind of like come over like a rainbow, and then it would cascade back the other way. Now, this is very symbolic for what is occurring, because there is an opening of light that's available for each of our consent. So you want to realize that this is inner driven. It has to do with our consent. So our consent to our true essence, our future stability, if you will. Now, they're saying future because what we're doing, think of just like a pendulum. It's like going back and forth and back and forth. And they're showing me like the King of Wands. So we're sliding into home base now, and we're receiving our true responsiveness. We're receiving our true value, our true significance, our true establishment. So they're showing me the universe card. So this is it. So this is it in growing numbers. In other words, like just imagine walking up a staircase, but understanding that each step is significant because it harmonizes us with our excellence. It harmonizes us with our brilliance, and it brings us greater understanding, greater affordability. Now, the reason this is very relevant is because by and large, some of what we are doing is responding to old sequencing. In other words, we've been dreaming. And so what we're doing is we're releasing those strongholds and allowing ourselves to unite with the cause of passion. So when I say passion, I've got this, I just have Shekmet like doing this dance, like, oh, this is gorgeous. But when she's doing this dance, it's not really a dance. It's like, imagine like when I see her walking, it's like following sacred geometry. So the dance is like pre-measured. So it's like step and, you know, the arm going out. And so when I'm doing this, I literally, it's like if I'm shooting a bow and arrow. So what I just see is an arm movement suddenly has great significance, great follow through, great excellence. Now, when I'm saying this, the energy that's being offered, it's like a thunderbolt. The energy is just, it's God essence. It's God essence is what it is. So what I see is each of us, like as if we're reaching out, stretching our arms and drawing in this light. And so this light, it just looks like, just imagine looking right into a light bulb. It is just bright, 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 bright. But in addition to this, there's this like circumference of light where it almost feels like this like portal of ascension where we're graduating, where we're assimilating. So what we're doing is taking on this light as our new pattern, as our new encompassing frontier. In other words, traveling with it and, allowing it to infiltrate our every step. Because remember, we've been following like old tension. And so there is a grip from that everyone is following the old story of duality, and they're doing it very well. So what we're doing, remember, we're taking that step. So we are graduating. Oh, the energy. I could just sit here all day. What we're doing is we're graduating into our full, they're saying headdress, into our full dynasty, into our full, it looks like the Empress card. So this is like birthing. But this Empress, she's got this like, it's all about Shekmet today, because she looks like a warrior. So it's not that she's out for the kill, it's she's out for the quest. because she's understanding her power. She's understanding her gifting. So the headdress she's wearing is symbolic of her reach, of her extraordinary permission to be guided to the most true. Now, this is relevant because as we're still walking out this timeline, what we're seeing is what we're coming upon, what we notice, we have the ability to be the alchemist and transform. So it comes to you in one form. It comes to you with your old pain. It comes to you with the old limitation. It comes to you with the old fear. It comes to you with the old judgment, whatever is getting triggered. So we don't want to deny that because we're plugged into it. That's why we're feeling it. But as we remember the headdress, now I've got the eyes of Horus, as we allow new infiltration, because remember, we took that step up, there is a new occurrence in its placement. So what we're doing is we're forgiving our old trespasses. In other words, we committed to engaging in the lower state. So the more that we understand there's no error wherever we find ourselves, whatever prejudice again we have against self or others, not a mistake, it was part of the contract. However, and they're saying, and yet, we are now in process of ascension. So we're ascending to future circumstance. So this means that we're teleporting ourselves to new engagement where we're no longer committed to the old instruction. So that means the old instruction, chances are still going to present, but we watch it and then we follow through. We follow through with the new emphasis. We follow through with the new calling. We follow through with the new establishment because this is what we're doing. We're like weaving in new reality. We're weaving in new protocol. And so the more we understand that this is our divine inheritance, it's our divine right, it is the reason for our birthing. Now, this is relevant because the more that we understand that we're waking up to our calling, we're waking up to our relevance, and I literally, it's almost like Sleeping Beauty and on my higher altar, she's been sleeping, and it's like she's awoken. Now, the prince is not an outer prince. It is her divine counterpart. It is the divine masculine. So again, coming to our own awakening, coming to our own realization, coming to our own understanding of self. And so this goes both ways. So it doesn't matter if you've incarnated in male or female. It's the same balancing. So this day in it, of our equinox is one of balancing. It's coming into our truest claim. So as we will rehearse the dramas not, that means when we find ourselves in drama, we surrender, we excuse ourselves, and we remember the truth that we committed to offering because we're healing the outside engagement, we're healing the world, through our own healing, through our own discernment, through our own excellence. So as we will come and receive these gifts of true acquittal, as we will come and aspire to greatness, to holiness, we rise. So remember what we saw in the beginning. It was like our arms were outstretched and we were pulling in the light. We were pulling in the remembrance. Now, what's occurring simultaneously is it's like the vault's been opened. And so in our higher heart, as we choose to awaken, as we choose to ascend, we're going to receive new instruction, new protocol. It's not new. It's going to be very familiar. And it's going to be the kind of feeling where this feels better. It's new in that we haven't maybe used it in a while, but it's going to have this very comfortable familiar feeling, like, this is who I really am. This feels right. This feels appropriate. So almost like putting on your bedroom slippers after wearing heels, like, comfort. So as we will open ourselves to our heavenly grace, as we will open ourselves to our full dismissal. Now they want to explain this. A lot of us are still promoting lesser value. They're saying we're shortchanging ourselves. Sometimes we think it's like humor, you know. So now there's a difference between taking, they want me to explain this. Someone needs to hear this. There's a difference between taking things lightly as a way to move into higher frequency and a subtle put down. So if you think of like the old sitcoms where it was like, it was funny, but it was really shaming. It was really put down. The reason they're bringing this to our awareness is they want us to be very sensitive and alert to our own inner communication. They are going to be supporting each of us in arriving at greater stance, greater permission, greater value. So as you will receive, like just imagine like a computer receiving an update. As you will receive this update, as you will receive this holy remembrance, they're asking us, they've been doing this, here we go again. They're asking us to bow. Bow in remembrance of our divine presence, of our truth, of our holy relevance. The more that we can receive ourselves in our precious commodity, in our precious stance, it's like there'll be no more room for yesterday. There'll be no more room for all of those old indicatives, because we're preceding ourselves. In other words, it's sort of like if you redecorate a room and you just put like puffy pillows and just the finest of the finest. If you have something that's like old, outdated, really ready for the trash can, in the old model, it may not have caught your eye. But when you're filling up your room with riches, when you're filling up your room with heavenly best, then that old candy wrapper, that old piece of trash, it's gonna stand out for easy dismissal. For easy dismissal. So in essence, we're taking charge. We're not taking charge of the world. The world is just symbolic of that trespass against self. It's the belief in separation. What we're doing is claiming that unity consciousness within our own derivative, within our own lifestyle. Because as we recognize that we're heaven's best, that we haven't ever been separated at all, and we come back to our own acquittal, we come back to our own sequencing, it's going to be very, very, very easy to then offer that to another. Because you're going to understand your truth. You're going to realize you have it all within. Everything that you need is attainable, accounted for. So as we will receive our divine codes, as we will receive our divine upgrade, as we will allow ourselves to transcend, we give ourselves permission to return to our truth, to our holy vision, to our true remembrance. So as we pray, it's a prayer of excitement. We're not praying, hoping, pleading, begging. We're excited. Remember the light is being activated. It's one of excitement. Sometimes it makes us a little nervous. Sometimes we go into panic because we don't know what to do with that energy. And we're still short. They're saying, for those that are having a little bit of panic attacks lately, we're still shortchanging ourselves internally. So when you have that light and you have that negative energy, so that's where you're doing headstands or whatever it is. Like, what do I do with this energy? Because you're learning to treat yourself with kindness. So the more that you realize that energy is your power, and that you align with it with love for self and united bliss, knowing that you're always being guided, you're always being provided for, you're always being spoken for. So someone need to receive that. So as we pray, what we're doing is we're establishing our new promotion. We're establishing our new presence on earth. We're recognizing ourselves to be the seers. We're recognizing ourselves to be the bringers of light. And we use that light in unconditional manner. In other words, it's not the story someone's telling you. It's not the story you're telling yourself. It's the homecoming. It's the provisions that you're allowing to be claimed, that you're allowing to use. Now notice you're going to be the bright light in the room. So some of us are learning how to come out of dark closets and allowing ourselves to be seen. In order to come into that agreement, what's going to be flushed out is any last residue of shame, of disbelief of self, because that's what the fear is. The fear is someone's going to see what you think you possess. So that needs to be attended to. But understand, if you fit in this category, you're ready for transformation. You're ready for promotion. You're ready for ascension. So everything we call into ourselves, it's for our transformation. We call forth that which is guiding us to our permanent status, our homecoming. Let us receive. Allow there to be no place where these energies are not welcomed. That means the place where you've just been hiding that elephant under the rug, allow that elephant to receive. Allow those issues to receive. Allow all to receive. Know the safety and allowance. So it is. So everybody, welcome. Thank you for participating. Continue to receive throughout this day and welcome in the new kingdom. That's what they're asking us to do, is like to keep welcoming in the new translation. So the new translation is our interpretation of self, our understanding of self.